Good evening. When I was coming, I was running late this evening, so I took a cab. Usually I like to walk from, you know, here. It gives me a chance to think. And Baruch Hashem, it's better to walk than to be in a cab. However, I took the cab, and the cab driver saw me just as I came out to the road, stopped and picked me right up. So I said to him, "Ani ra'eh she'ata ironi, ta ironi, ironi. You're alert. You're awake. You know, ata lo yoshen. So you're not sleeping." So because he sees somebody in the street right away, picks him up. So he says to me that he says, "Yoshen." Ani ba'avoda, yoshen. Ani ba'avoda, lo yishenim ba'avoda. Sleeping, I'm at work. I don't sleep when I work. And I told him I was going to tell this over because I think this relates to us. Us means you. Here you are. You know, you've been going already for 12 hours and you choose to come here. And I appreciate the fact that you're here. But it says something about us, so to speak, us, you, you. The fact that, you know, you're not sleeping. You're up, you're working. What's the work? The work is Avodas Hashem. The work is Avodas Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Somebody said to me, Kalman, they said, I see you moved here. You know, you came here to retire. So I said, there's one place to retire. Either, well, not one, there's Har Menuchos. There's, you know, there's Har HaZeisim. You know, there's time to retire. But I mean, retire. And Avodas Hashem, it goes, you know, all the way. Baruch Hashem. Now, what I give you this evening has nothing to do with what I want to say. I have some news that there perhaps you'll be able to use. One is, I brought Asher Yetzer cards. If there's no one here, I should have brought more. But the fact is this, if anyone here who hasn't gotten an Asher Yetzer card from me wants one, please, afterwards, please get them. And the Metzius is, because there is a plastic on it, so if you have it in your pocket, you can be able to take it off. You can take it into the bathroom in a pocket. It's considered one kisui. I see a left prices on here. It has nothing to do. It's no price for you. But I didn't have time to take it off. So I just take premise. So it has nothing to do with anybody. You just take it and you use it in the Yetzer Hashem in the very best of health, both for Asher Yatzar and for Al Hamichya and for Brain of Fosh. It's always a good reminder. You have it there. Take care of it right away. Another reminder is this, that we have Rosh Chodesh on Thursday and Friday. I would recommend, use a place marker. When you start to daven, put a place marker in by Yalla V'Yavo. Or what you're able to do is you take the page that has Yalla V'Yavo on it and you can put either side of a pen. It goes so simple. There it is, too. Whatever it is, you have something you have. But otherwise, you have your pen. You cannot go any further. It reminds you, under most circumstances, between the time that you take off your pen, out your pen, and you say, you know, Yalla V'Yavo, you won't forget what you're supposed to do. So it's an idea as such. I will share with you the third idea, and that is from A.J. Rowe. For those of you who may know him, A.J. is a big man in Hatzol. He's a wonderful person. So he told me that he was in Sanhedrin Merchevet, and there's a person there, Sanhedrin Merchevet, one of the members of the shul there, wherever he davened, and may could have been in Vizhnitz. And he's collecting all the time. He sees him whenever he goes there. Man's always collecting tzedakah, not for himself, to give to others. He's always involved getting money and being able to distribute it to other people. See, so AJ said to himself, is a big Baal Tzedakah. She's like, what motivated you to do this? This man is probably, you know, a middle-aged fellow plus. So the man says to him, listen, he says, when I went to yeshiva, away from home, my mother told me that when you're in yeshiva, this either is what they call yeshiva ktana here when they're away from home, or probably yeshiva gedola. I would say yeshiva gedola, which is more our age, your age over here. So certainly not our age. So he says, my mother told me that when you go to get something for yourself in the lunchroom, let's say, you get a piece of bread, always bring back a second piece of bread for other people. You go to get a plate, bring back, you know, something else. Now, you don't have to fill up the plate for anybody and such, but, you know, when you do whatever you're doing, you bring back, just don't take for yourself, get for others as well. And he always, that made such an impression on him that for the rest of his life, he has been out collecting and for others, you know, and that's it. Thank God he's always been a no-sane and not a no-tail. And the halavai that should be for all of us. That you can say amen to. You should always be givers and never, God forbid, have to take. And it works out something else, too. The, you know, Mr. Mendelovitz, I mentioned this before, too. Mr. Mendelovitz, the Rosh Hashiva of Terve Das, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he used to tell his Talmidim, when you are going, you need a chair, and you need a chair, take a chair for others. You're getting a piece of pizza and somebody else's, if it works. I mean, with Zecher, you can give to somebody else. It not only works that way, but it works when you get married. You can do, when it works out, you can get something for your wife, she gets for you. You have children in Yitzhak Hashem, you'll all have children in Yitzhak Hashem, you will then, you can say amen to that to yourself, that is something that you will be able then, as the children get a little older, the older child gets for his sibling, they give to each other. It means immediately that it creates a bond, a good bond, and it also is something that you just, we're not just thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about other people too. It's a good idea, it works, Baruch Hashem, and it does work. The purpose of my speaking tonight, essentially, I have two, maybe a third idea to share with you, is to be able, when you leave here, I want you to leave without a doubt with TV. That's it. So some of you have heard me before, TV, you got the idea immediately. But most of you look at him, he says, what's he dealing with TV? I want you to leave with TV. I didn't say with a TV. I said with TV. TV is Torah vision. And we want to use, where do we get our hashkofa from one thing or another? It's true, chachma b'umos tamin. We can always find, you know, a wealth of information out there from many different sources. The ikar source that we will use will always be a Torah source. And that's where it is. And we'll mine it to the best of our abilities as it goes. As I use this, our perspectives, our insights, Torah vision, Torah perspectives. Now, the Gemara in Bracha says, refers to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Tzur Kelokeinu. There is no Tzur. A Tzur is a rock. There's no might. There's no power like Hashem. Okay, we understand that. The fact is, that the Gemara says over there on that pasuk, Ein Tzur Kelokeinu, Ein Tzayar Kelokeinu. What's a Tzayar? A Tzayar is a painter. There's no painter like Hashem. So of course the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called HaMakom, because he's Molei Kol Aretz Kavodo, he's there, Hu Makom Shel Olam, Ein Olam Makomo, he is the place where the world fits, he doesn't fit into the world, and he's Ribono Shel Olam, and he's Avinu Malkeinu. But how come you call him a painter? So, okay, so you'll say to me, listen, did you ever see a sunset? Did you ever see a sunrise? You can understand, and other breathtaking panoramas of one thing or another. Okay, I hear it, but still, a painter. So, in explanation to this, someone said the following. Let's contrast a photograph to a painting. I take a photograph of someone. Fine camera, takes a good picture. Whatever the background is, it is. You don't say, well, how come there's a bird over there? Why is it there was a cloud? Why was there a butterfly? Why was there a mosquito? Listen, I took a picture of the person. It passed. I don't know why. It just happened. It's random, you know? No plan, no purpose, no nothing. Okay, fine. So now, take a painter. When a painter paints a painting, there is no question that whatever is in the background or the foreground of the painting, it has thought, it has cheshbon, it has purpose. That's where the plan and the purpose, the rhyme and the reason is for everything. A Kadosh Baruch Hu in his world is the painter. He's not the photographer. He has a reason for everything. What's the corollary? It means when a person has joy, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to have a situation that would bring out joy. When a person has sadness, he'll also have the sadness that is there that he planned for the person to have as such. Now the fact, we meet a friend. It's 20 years. I haven't seen the guy in 20 years. That might be for me. It's not going to happen to you. You haven't seen a person in 20 years. Because the fact is, that means you would be, you know, in diapers walking around. But the fact is, let's say you haven't seen anybody, a certain person in 5 years. oh, haven't seen you. And now you see, it just didn't happen by happenstance. And there's more. Sometimes you're at a light. You're waiting for a light somewhere, wherever you are, and you see a person with an issue, whatever the issue may be. Why did you see that person then? If had you come a minute before, you would have missed him. Had he been there a minute before, wouldn't have seen him either. The fact is that you are destined by a Kadosh Baruch Hu to see this and be able to take out whatever it is. Give me an example. If it happened to me, here I was about 8 years ago, I broke my knee. And I went to therapy, physical therapy, and I'm on Strauss, Rehov Strauss, on a bus. And I'm feeling sorry for myself after one of those sessions and all that. So what happens? I see a person, I was using crutches. I would see a person with crutches that he's walking in front of the bus. Oh, okay, a kindred soul, he's there. And then I see him, okay, so he's also, I feel bad, but I still feel bad. So what happens? I see he keeps going a little bit. One leg. I didn't feel sad anymore about myself. He should be well. I said, Hashem, I'm not feeling sad for myself at all. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us very messages that he wants us to see, because there's purpose in everything, even something that you pass. Sometimes a person is driving his car, he passes an accident. Why do you think he passed that accident? Had he just taking another street, another few minutes here or there, could have been all cleaned up. There's reason as to whatever happens, and that is the way that it is. Not only is this, it's in the inanimate world too. You have last week's parsha, you deal, the malachim come to Avram, he puts them by a tree. Tachas ha'etz. So you'll say, and he's giving them food under the tree. Listen, he could have put them in the ohel. He could have put them, there's room there. There's room for men, for women in their tent. You'll tell me, well, he wants to give them shade. He still couldn't put them in the ohel. What's the purpose in emphasizing tachas ha'etz? Hishanu tachas ha'etz. So the fact is this. The Be'er Yosef explains that a tree, this is an important thing, because we're going to see plenty of trees. A tree is a reminder that God runs the world, including our world. A tree cannot move. A tree has a root system. A tree needs sun, it needs rain, it needs wind. In order for it to work the way it does, without withering in the ecosystem, it needs a whole system. And who brings that? A Kadosh Baruch Hu brings it. And the tree is a reminder to us, when we look at it and think about it, that Hashem runs the world, and he sustains us as well. He may sustain us with money so we can buy food. He gives us restaurants. He gives us food here, there, whatever it is. Gives us opportunities for shelter. Whatever we need is there. But just like he takes care of the tree, which can't fend for itself, so to speak, we too. A Kadosh Baruch Hu looks after us and takes care of us. And it's an opportunity for us. We see a tree when we leave here. Let's not us just pass it and say, oh, it's a tree. But the fact is, it is there as a reminder of for us too, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has things within the world for us to be able to benefit from as such. Now, you take when Sarah was an interesting person. She took all this in, and she had a wonderful life. So Rashi says, Shnei Chaye Sarah, the years of Sarah, 127 years. How could it be wonderful life? Kul and shoven the toiva. They're all equal and good. Here's a woman, no children till 90 years old. A woman taken away from her husband by having melech by Paro. When Avraham Shah suffered, she suffered. But kul and shoven the toiva. How can that be? So much so, that when it says, when she was kuf, bas kuf, kibas, chuf. Rashi has his understanding, as there are other understandings too. But what's the idea? She's a bas kuf. Kuf's 100. She's like a bas chav, 20. So what's the idea? What's the pshat? So some of the Mefarshim learn that they give bederach drush, but this was certainly Sarah's personality and character as well, that in Tehillim, kuf, capital kuf in Tehillim, is Mizmor Lasoda, a psalm of thanksgiving. We say it every day. Mizmor L'Soda. Chof is La Masech, Mizmor L'David, Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzora. answer us, Hashem, in days of tzara. Now, you and I know that usually when people are having tzaras of one sort or another, they cry their eyes out. They'll do anything to be able to ask Hashem. They go here, they go there, whatever it is, a bracha, this, whatever. The cab driver who took me today, he asked me, I told him I was going to the Kosa later tonight. He said, here, I want you please to say, a tefillah for so-and-so. Fine, we do everything possible. When things go well, thank you, Hashem. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it with all my heart, with all my everything. But it doesn't have the intensity, necessarily, of when there is a situation of difficulty. Sorrow was different. Her bas kuf, happiness, was like somebody's bas chuf, sadness and difficulty. When she gave thanks, with her whole heart, with every part of her, every fiber of who she was. What I'm essentially suggesting to us, here's us, us means us, all of us, not us, is that when we do give thanks to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we put all of the kochas that we can. Thank you, Hashem, as Sarah would, let us be the thanks should be with the intensity of, God forbid, situations that are difficult, that they should never come to you. But that's the way it is. And it's a major, major, major idea that this is the way it is. I know people that when they go first to the Kosel, before they start asking for things that they need, they say to a Kaddish Baruch Hu first, thank you, thank you, thank you. They pull out kuf in the tillim and say the kapitel first too, because that is indeed, I realize I have so much to be thankful for despite situations that can be very, very, very difficult. And there's no question about it. Rav Pesach Kron says that when he told us here a maisa of two people who went to the Kosel, and they saw at the Kosel someone crying his eyes out at the Kosel. And one was Dr. Fear, who's famous in the area of medicine, and he told the guy with him, he said, listen, if this man needs help medically, I'll take care of it. I have the connections. And the other man had money. He said, listen, if it's a money, I'll take care of it for him. And afterwards, they went to the person, and they said, listen, I want you to know. And they told him what they said. He said, no, you don't understand. My wife and I just married off our 10th daughter yesterday, and I'm coming to give thanks to a Kaddish Baruch Hu now. Those are the tears of Rina, the tears of happiness. Baruch Hashem, it's a very, very important thing. If we can be able to do that, for sure, for sure. The Rav Naftali Tzvi Berlin once saw a Talmud of his who came back to visit. And he asked him, Rav Naftali Tzvi, by the way, was the Rosh Hashiva Slobodkin. So, the Netziv. So he said to the Talmud, how are things going? So he said, Rebbe, he said, Baruch Hashem, my wife is wonderful. The kids are doing beautifully in cheder, whatever it is. Business is booming. I can't complain. So Rav Naftali Tzvi said to him, you should give thanks and develop let's put it this way. You should give thanks. That's how I heard it. You should give thanks and you should be careful that he, capital H, can't complain. Okay? He was saying again, to develop an attitude of gratitude. And I mean to develop. When many of you say to me, how are you? It's to me, Talman Rosenbaum. So I say to you, I am thankful and grateful. Thankful for the things I have and grateful for the things I don't have. So if you say to me, one second, stop where you are. Are you really so thankful and so grateful? Is this, oh boy, are you such a big tzaddik that you're so thankful and grateful? Of course not. But I'm developing this. The more I say it, and some days in the course of the day, I reach it, and some days not, and whatever it is. And the fact is, the more, it's just like a person says, Baruch Hashem, how are you? Baruch Hashem, I'm fine. The fact is, Baruch Hashem, the very fact that a person attributes his health, his wealth, his whatever is to Hashem, If he doesn't feel it at that moment, it's okay. God will give him a lifetime to be able to work through and chip away. Rabbi, listen, Rabbi Akiva saw the rock with the hole. How did it get that way? Drip, 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 drip. After a while, and that's the way it is where it works with us. How did many of you, even for the, since you've been here a few, you've been here some X number of months already, you see the beginning of certain things, whether it's in Torah, in Tefillah, Yerushalayim, Midas Torah, you're changing little bits, little bits. That's the way it is in life. It doesn't change overnight, but the fact is, everything makes a difference in that respect. It's developing an attitude of gratitude, and it works in Baruch Hashem. It does. There's no question about it. Such. Okay. I have a new idea to give you. New idea in the time that we have. During the Holocaust, I very rarely recently read. It's really brought down in this sefer. It was given to me by what was suggested to me by one of the Bochum. I jumped at getting it and appreciate that I have it. And therefore, the idea is this. Brought down in the sefer, a person was in the Holocaust, and he was on his way 7 kilometers. How much is 7 kilometers in miles for over here?
Five miles.
He had him travel. Thank you. He traveled. He was ready. He was being moved to one camp to another. 5 miles. And he was just emaciated. And it was, beyond. It's just no way to make it. No way to make it. And as he, before he even got there, he was in bed, etc., etc. It just couldn't make it. And as he was being dragged, the people who were dragging him, carrying him, saw they couldn't carry him anymore. They put him on the ground, and that was it. And he figured, it's over. And he sees dead people all around him. In the middle of that, something just got him going, and he got up. It's like miraculously had the siyata d'shmaya to go, and he says after he made it and he lived through the war, that whatever he was able to do to take all that koach that he thought he never had, and he made it. He lived. And others didn't, and they died. They died, or the Germans shot them, finished when they saw him down. All right. So now is the ideas like this. I want to tell you, that was here. Now, it's without a doubt, it works in Ruchnius without a doubt, even more so. Reb Chaim Shmulovitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Reshiv of Mir, told this over. What I'm telling you now is what he told his Talmidim. That when he was a young man, he went to see his uncle, Rav Avram Yaffin, in Novartik. He was in the Yeshiva Grodno. He went to Novartik, and where Rav Avram Yaffin was the Rosh Yeshiva. And he asked, so he used to visit there during the summer, and he's taking, R&R there. He's asking, isn't that wonderful? He went from one yeshiva to the other to have R&R. Great. That's why he's Rav Chaim Shmulovitz. So he asked his uncle, who is the best bacher in the yeshiva? So the uncle took him in the Beis Medrash, and he pointed to one, in a discreet fashion. He says, that's the best, that's the baki in our yeshiva. Okay, this one, the masmid. This one, the baki. And he went on and on with a number of other bacher. So that, but yeah, so Reb Chaim Shlevis said, I want to know who's the best of them all. So he said, he's pointed to somebody else in the corner, and he said, this is the very best. I know, he said, but how come when you're mentioning people to me, you didn't mention him at all? He said, well, his mida is different than the other. He, listen carefully, he is the mevakesh. He is the mevakesh, the seeker. He's the seeker. He's the seeker in learning. He's the seeker in Yerushalayim. He's the seeker in everything that he is seeking to grow. He wants to grow. Do you know who that person was? You know the story. Isn't that seriously? I tell you seriously, huh? Okay. And later on, you go to Rabbi Schweitzer, he'll tell you who the person is. I won't do that to you. No. Who was the person? He was the stipler. the father of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Now that is a Maaseh Shehoya Shehoya. Now, I don't like telling over things unless I validate it. I don't have the time now, but I'll tell you one. Okay, I zucher don't have the time, but kachihi. So this is, but it's a, I once had Bachram check up on a story that I told them here, and I said, and if anybody wants to check on it, you know, then I gave them the address where to go. And then, sure enough, I was at the place and said, somebody says, well, one of the Bachram came to, you know, to, from Rabbi Centers to check on this story, etc., etc. Okay, anyway, so now, fine. That's the Maaseh. So essentially, he's the seeker. Now here's the corollary is as follows, and I'm going to share with you a Hagos Maimini on the Rambam, and then a Rambam from Shmona Prakim, and all this is very nogeya to everybody here this evening. And it works this way. What we're saying is that the Stipler Gaon was the seeker, and he raised himself from whatever level to a tremendous level of Torah, Yerushalayim, etc., etc. That's it. Now, the Rambam says, and he's brought down in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hei, and he says clearly that the fools say that man is made a certain way, and this is it. He has no freedom of choice, and therefore, what he is, he is. And he says it's not true. Kol Adam v'Adam Roy Leo Sadik Moshe Rabbeinu O Rosha Ki Ravim. A person is either could be like Moshe, and he could be like Yeravim ben Nevad. The Lo Gozer Olav, the Lo Misha Moshe. And nobody is going to force him, and no one's going to schlep him in any particular way. He can be a chacham or a sechel. He can be wise or he can be a fool. He has it in his hands to change his situation. The Hagos Maimini says, well, how can that be that he can change whether he's a chacham or a fool? After all, he says, there's a Gemara in Nida, and the Gemara says that the little tipa, the little seminal drop of which a person is made from when the ovum is fertilized, the Malach picks it up and he says, Matihi, tipezu, matihi aleha, chochamo tipish. This tipa, is it going to be wise or is it going to be unwise? Is it going to be foolish? Okay? So you see, it is already predestined. Say the Mephorshim on this. Now listen very carefully, it's Nogeya. The Achronim say the following, on the Hagos Maimini, when he says that things are predestined as far as a person's ability, his IQ, his all this, you just can't do anything about it. Achronim made sinim sham, ki kol hagvolos, all the limitations betchunis hanefesh, in a person's ability, sha'adam noilid bo, v'zeo rak, that's only before he works on himself to expand his abilities. If he tries hard to expand his boundaries, he can come to wondrous levels. He'll have new Kochos, like the person in physically who did it on the death march. Adiros, mighty ones, Niskavos, Hasher Hoyu Temunim Etzlo, they were hidden in him. It's like a hidden treasure. Haresh Biyad, call on them. Everybody here in this room could be Lahagia Latachas Ashlamis. You can become a Sholem, Ayadesh Yashkiya Harbe Kochos. Put in your Kochos. Lachs Tor, the Lachape Sisrei Otsros Atmunim Bekirbo. To go deeply into the Kochos that are hidden in him. Be Yigia Satara Vahasmother. Be Yun Tfila Vahasmother. Ba'ofen Kavishis Hayetra Vahasmother. A person says, ah, I have something, I just can't overcome it. Yes, you could. Bekach yochol lahagia lemadregas ko gvohos v'ramos. You go higher and higher, as the Rosh Yeshiva says. The ad lemadregas Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. As Moshe put all his kochos, nobody's saying he's going to come out with them. Be Moshe Rabbeinu, is only Moshe Rabbeinu. But like he put all his kochos, we can put all our kochos to the abilities that we have and further. Kafisha is carnal eel in the Rambam itself. Iker gadol v'amida Torah v'hamitzvos, and Iker here is in Torah and mitzvos, everybody can be able. Not just I have limitations and I'll do my best within limitations. We can expand the limitations as well. Success comes in cans. I can do it. I'm not talking about Heinz beans. Success comes in cans. I can is more important than IQ. Sir, it says here without a question. Behatzlocha. Remember the Asher Yasser cards. Good enough.
I'm glad to know you got used out of the safe right away.
Pardon me?
I'm glad to know you got used out of the safe right away.
Good. Right away. Right away. See you.
Rabbi.